Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We have been, of course, speaking quite extensively about what is going on various social media platforms, because we see, obviously, there's a huge amount going on with Twitter. We now know, and maybe it was good timing, maybe whilst Twitter was having all of these issues, Meta decided it was a good time to deal with some of theirs. We wanted to understand what the current situation is with these social media platforms. Archana Arakal is a machine learning engineer at Synthesis. Archie, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So there's a tremendous amount of upheaval, isn't there, in this space?
Definitely. I think I know people personally who have been involved and have been laid off as well as part of this whole mayhem at the moment. So there's definitely a lot going on. There's definitely a lot of anxiety going on. And I think there's quite a few speculations around why these things are happening and why these layoffs are actually happening. Yeah, so I think just in general, if I can start speaking about it.
Yes,
in general,
I actually would love to hear that. Mm.
Yeah, so in general, I think I'm no expert. I have to premise this. I'm not an expert in the economic situation. And, you know, there is a lot going on in the economic side of things that is actually leading to a lot of these layoffs. But if I can speak specifically to, specifically to Meta and Twitter, there is a lot going on in the sense that there is a lot of privacy updates that's happening on several platforms. And as we may or may not know, there is a lot of things that are happening on the Twitter platform as well as the Meta platform that does actually go against a lot of these regulations. So that is definitely causing a lot of upheaval around that. And that's
What does that mean?
Sure. Okay. So let me actually tell you the more detail about it. Mm. So specific to Meta. Right. So Meta has been obviously going through a lot of these layoffs, but there is speculation that there's two main reasons. One is obviously TikTok is taking over a lot of the social media platforms. So a lot of the business for Meta is going towards TikTok because that's the new generation. That's where the younger generation is actually seeing their voice and getting their voice heard. So that's okay. The one speculation. The second speculation is Apple has recently made a privacy update on their platforms, according to regulations. And what that means is now whenever a particular individual needs to get if a specific application needs to track a specific individual across multiple platforms, they need to receive confirmation from the users themselves, which means that from a data privacy perspective, Meta has actually been operating under the premise of being able to track people's information across multiple platforms without necessarily them knowing. So that has caused a lot of back and forth and has also caused a huge expense to the Meta platform specifically. So it has caused a huge problem on that mm-hmm. spectrum.
So in other words, because Meta owns Facebook and it owns Instagram, and we know that Facebook is for us old folk, and then Instagram is obviously a little bit younger, and so TikTok is taking over as even younger and maybe more relevant to the next generation. Why does that happen?
So it goes with the trends, right? So the trends, there's different platforms that people tend to be more affiliated with, and it's a lot of influencers tend to be going on the TikTok platform. There's quite a myriad of reasons. It can be from the fact that influencers find their voice easily heard on the TikTok platform as opposed to Instagram. It might just be the fact that there's so much more functionality at the moment that you can do on TikTok. You can make more creative content on TikTok as opposed to Instagram, which resonates with the younger generation a lot more. So there's a myriad of reasons, but I think those are the most important ones that's moving or driving people.
What's interesting to me is that there was this time that Instagram started becoming a little bit more TikTok-ish and they were lambasted for it. And people said, no, excuse me. Like almost know where your lane is. Don't go and get into the TikTok space. You are Instagram. And I found that interesting because the very problem that Meta is having is, from what you're saying, one of the problems, and it's not obviously all of them, but one of the problems is that they are less relevant to what younger people need. But then when they try to become that, they're told that it's not for them to do it.
Yeah, which is so ironic, right? Because, businesses generally, how they transform to adapt to their market is by adding new functionality and adding new features. But TikTok is just the I guess just the connotation behind TikTok when Instagram tried to copy it, it didn't sit well. So it seems like that generation is more affiliated with TikTok, even if Instagram is trying. So it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting
It is fascinating. What's likely to happen? You know, because you've got Facebook and Instagram, in many ways, they're very similar. And sometimes when I'm looking at it, I have to check if I'm on Facebook or if I'm on Instagram. Now, maybe that's just my own algorithm or maybe how I've set it up, but I really do sometimes just have to double check where I am. But yet they belong to the same company, as WhatsApp. What is likely to happen in the future? Will these three brands remain separate, or are we, with all of these layoffs, going to start to see something different emerging?
So it really depends. Once again, it depends on the economic condition. So if the economic condition doesn't improve, then there's a possibility that, you know, each one will still have the capacity to remain its independent self. However, if this economic condition continues, you can imagine there's obviously going to be a resource shortage on all three platforms, which may mean that there will be some unity that will be needed in order to manage this going forward. So it could go one of two ways. And unfortunately, a lot of it is really dependent on the economic condition. My personal feel is, I think behind the scenes, it would be beneficial if each of them kind of stay independent and do operate independently. However, on the data side of things, there's obviously, this is where things get a bit hairy, right? Because on the data side of things, if there is unity between them, there's definitely more value that could be added to the general population, obviously under consent. So if the different brands could maintain their interactive platforms can be more independent, but on the data side of things, if there's unity there, there may potentially be more value generated to the customer base. Just as my field,
because you're a data expert, machine learning, artificial intelligence. That's your space. There's obviously a very, very fine line here. You see it as value to customers, which obviously it is, because that's again the irony, and that's where the difficulty that a user has, because we want them to have our information so that they can give us a relevant experience. But at the same time, we're scared as to what's really going on with our data and what it's being used for. And perhaps that is also something that is a concern for these companies.
Yeah, definitely. I think because let's be real, right? As much as there are regulations out there in terms of data privacy and, you know, there are regulatory bodies, but how effective are they really? And it's a question I grapple with quite often, because you could put all the implementation detail in place and you can start building these algorithms so you can actually prevent people from, you know, mixing data up, et cetera. But there is no, like, there isn't actual tangible ways of regulating these data sets unless you do an audit. So it may only happen after the damage has happened. And that's, I think, where a lot of the hesitance sits with the customer base. It's the fact that there isn't really a trusted entity by the end of the day that you can say, definitely this platform is looking after my data.
Well, especially in terms of what we've read about TikTok and the Chinese government tracking, you know, and it's also so interesting because who polices this whole thing? You know, you speak about audit, but where does it sit? Who's auditing how all of our information is being utilized? And it's almost self-regulatory. Because I'd imagine that even given the amount of data that they have, they're not even sure. The companies themselves are not even sure what to do with it.
Yeah. And it's massive, right? Because, I mean, I work in the data space. I know how easily things can, you could put all the bells and whistles and alarms and monitoring and everything in place. But eventually there is potentially a small little inkling of something that goes out and that could cause harm as well. So controlling that is very difficult. It's not impossible. It's really not impossible. I have to put that out there. It's not impossible to control, but you really need to be careful when you have data in your environment.
Absolutely. And then, of course, is a whole different conversation, but one that's equally as important. Really, really interesting. So do you think, final question, do you think that these layoffs, Twitter, Meta. Do you think all of these are going to impact on the whole technology space, or is this going to remain within the social media technology area?
No, I think, I mean, it's actually been happening across the board, right? So Lyft, Stripe, there's a bunch of actual big companies that are going through these layoff cycles at the moment as we speak. And that's why it's mostly dependent on the economic condition, to be completely honest. And the technology sector is feeling it the most at the moment because there was a sudden boom during COVID and the pandemic and everyone has to work remotely, et cetera. And now all of a sudden people are starting to play catch up. So I think it's more dependent on the economic condition, and there's a lot more technology companies that are enforcing layoffs and hiring freezes. So I don't think it's only retained to the social media platforms, as we can see with other companies that's going through similar patterns.
Archana Arakal, who is the machine learning engineer at Synthesis, talking to us about Meta laying off 11,000 workers. That's days just after Twitter fired staff. What is really going on in the social media environment?